أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين أن يغدوا على حرثكم إن كنتم صارمين فانطلقوا وهم يتخافتون ألا يدخلنها اليوم عليكم مسكين After Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about some ill or evil habits of those that oppose Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم And according to narrations, referring to an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was also a chief amongst the Quraysh, Walid ibn Mughira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concluded the qualities of Walid ibn Mughira, and Allah said, "An kana dha malin wa banin," that he had all these evil and ill qualities simply because he had wealth, and he had offspring, he had children. So that wealth he used to boast, and that wealth he used to oppose Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It brought about a great deal of arrogance and pride in him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now compares him to a family whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted a great deal of wealth, and how on one hand father was a person who had always given to the poor, children were not interested in that, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed all of it. So Allah says, "Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah," certainly we tried them, we tested them, the people of Makkah, kama balawna ashab al-jannah, like how we tested the people or the owners of the garden. Idh aqsamu, when they had sworn an oath, layasrimunnaha musbihin, that we will pluck the fruits of the garden very early in the morning. Wala yastathnoon, and they did not say insha'Allah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that a family from Yemen near Sana'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them a very huge garden, a garden with abundance of fruit, and together with that crops. The father himself was a very upright person, righteous person, very, very charitable. And this father would give out his donations in a unique form, that on the one hand, when he would harvest or pluck off his fruit, whatever fruits will fall down, he will order his workers not to pick them up, but he would allow the impoverished, those in need, the indigent people, to come in and to take that fruit. And then his crops, he would allow them to take sufficient grain for themselves. And this was his system, and this is how he worked. According to some narrations, this whole incident had taken place after Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam's time. Now the father had left this world, and he had these sons. According to some narrations, there were three sons. And these sons now inherited from their father this very beautiful and lush garden. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now making reference to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about them, that what had happened was now they had realized, or they thought to themselves, that our families are growing, and our families would obviously, their consumption would be more, their income needs to be more, and their frame of mind was such that if we give to the poor, like how our father had been giving to the poor, then they felt within themselves that we would not be able to sustain our own families. The truth and the reality and the point is here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that when we give out in charity, our wealth may outwardly seem to diminish, but inwardly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replenishes it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an abundance of barakah. But this is not what they had thought. They had thought otherwise, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now relates this incident. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ. What they had thought, they took this qasam at night or the previous day, and the qasam was that we will harvest our land, or we will pluck the fruits of our tree, musbihin, very early in the morning. And in doing so, what would happen? Before the beggars would line up, before the impoverished would come over there, we would be done with all the harvesting, we will be done with the plucking of our fruit, and we will take them all away. The produce will now be removed from there, and what would happen is when the beggars come, when the impoverished come, there will be absolutely nothing for them. وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. There's two ways of looking at this ayat. One way of looking at it is, they'd made absolutely no exception. In other words, they did not say, but we will leave a bit for the beggars. وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. Absolutely no exception, everything for themselves. Or according to most of the commentators, وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. They did not say insha'Allah. In other words, they were so sure after they had taken this qasam that they would definitely reach the garden, they would definitely be able to pluck the fruits, harvest the crops, and they will go away before any beggar comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. That night they had gone off to sleep, and whilst they had gone off to sleep, in a very, very eloquent way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a destruction upon them. Allah says, فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ. We are very familiar with the word tawaf, and tawaf means to circuit something, to go around something. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this going around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a whirlwind whirled around it from the Rabb. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this unique way shows that how when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to encompass something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to circuit something, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to destroy it. This is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes it. وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Whilst they were fast asleep, according to some narrations, this whirlwind had come filled with fire, and obviously everything was destroyed. فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. And now, unknown to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the word sareem actually means when a crop has already been harvested, or when the trees, the fruit of the trees have already been plucked off. In other words, when they came, there was absolutely no harvest. There was absolutely nothing left for them. Everything was completely and totally destroyed. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now draws, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the comparison between these people and the people of Makkah Mukarrama, that this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.